From Tidbits on July 18th, 2016, this is What the Heck is Pokemon Go? By Josh Centers. Strange things are afoot. Town squares are busy again. Kids are gathering at libraries in the middle of the night. You might wake up to find a crowd of people outside your house. Someone might even knock on your door asking to come inside to catch a monster. What is going on? Pokemon Go, available for the iPhone and Android, is a smash hit of the summer, and it's already the biggest mobile game in U.S. history. Since its launch on July 6, 2016, it already has more daily users than dating app Tinder, more daily users than Twitter, and more engagement than Facebook. The Pokemon franchise has been going strong for 20 years now, having begun on Nintendo's Game Boy portable console. In the primary Pokemon games, your character travels a land collecting pocket monsters called Pokemon, and uses them to battle other Pokemon trainers. With Pokemon Go, the series enters the realm of augmented reality, or AR for short. In contrast with virtual reality, which uses devices like head-mounted displays to isolate you from the real world, augmented reality blends the real and virtual worlds. Instead of situating gameplay in a fantasy world, Pokemon Go bases its landscape on Google Maps. Instead of controlling your character with a D-pad or joystick, you move around into the physical world to play, which explains some of the strange behavior I mentioned above. How Pokemon Go works. One thing that makes the game so popular is that as you play more, you can become engaged with some rather deep game mechanics and strategies. Several guides to the game have already been created, so I'll explain just some of the basic vocabulary and gameplay here, enough to get you going or understand what others are talking about. The objective of the game, such as it is to use Pokeballs to collect all the Pokemon you can, 150 in total, make them more powerful, and use them to fight other Pokemon trainers. But how you play is up to you. Many people treat Pokemon Go sort of like birdwatching, with a focus on collecting Pokemon, whereas for others the game revolves around battles and gaining control of gyms, which I'll explain shortly. Like most online games of this type, there is no way to complete Pokemon Go. You play the game until you're tired of it. To play, you must either link the app to a Pokemon.com or Google account. However, the Pokemon.com servers have been overwhelmed, so most players have been forced to use Google. This caused some early controversy, as Google reported that Pokemon Go had full account permissions, which made users think that the game's developer, Niantic, could access players' Gmail accounts, calendars, contacts, and anything else linked to Google. Enterprising security expert Dan Guido performed a deep analysis of what the game was able to access and discovered that the security concerns were overblown. In short, Niantic could read biographical information like your email address and phone number, but Google confirmed that they couldn't access more private data like your email messages. Although the permissions drama was overblown, Niantic responded quickly with the 1.01 update, released on July 12, 2016, which fixed the problem entirely, instead of requesting just appropriate permissions. If you already had Pokemon Go installed, 9to5Mac explains how to ensure that the app's Google permissions are downgraded. After you create a character, you're dropped into a brief tutorial and instructed to catch your first Pokemon, Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle. If you're persistent, there's a method to start out with Pikachu, the most recognizable Pokemon. However, it doesn't matter who you start with, as they're all roughly equivalent, and you can catch everyone as you play. After all, Pokemon's catchphrase is, "Gotta catch 'em all." Once you're set up, the game displays your character on a map, which is a gussied-up version of the Google Maps data for your location. As you move in the real world, your character moves on the map. Keep an eye on, or at least periodically check, your iPhone's screen to see what happens. The main thing you're looking for is Pokemon to catch. In the screenshot in the article on the website, I'm playing the game in Walmart. At the left, I'm watching the circle around my character because it indicates what I can interact with. Three Pokemon in this case. When I tapped the tan Pidgey to try to capture it, the screen at the right came up showing the Pidgey facing me. By default, Pokemon Go uses your iPhone's camera to show your actual surroundings with the Pokemon superimposed on them. However, you can turn off this AR mode with a switch in the upper right, which makes capture easier. To catch a Pokemon, you swipe on the screen to fling Pokeballs, which act as traps, at the Pokemon and try to hit it. Some Pokemon are hard to hit, and some may escape even after you catch them in a Pokeball, forcing you to catch them again. Once you catch one, it goes into your collection, which is accessible via menu. You have a limited number of Pokeballs, but you can get more at Pokestops, which correspond to Google Maps places of interest, like churches, parks, and landmarks. Go to a Pokestop, spin the wheel, and then tap the Pokeballs to collect them. You can also acquire other items at Pokestops, like eggs that hatch random Pokemon. Another way to stock up on Pokeballs is by leveling up, which you do naturally as you play the game. Every time you catch a Pokemon or visit a Pokestop, you gain experience that goes toward your next character level. As you gain levels, you see different Pokemon, which are more challenging to catch, and you gain more gameplay opportunities. At level 5, you're prompted to join one of three teams, Team Instinct, Team Mystic, or Team Valor, and gain the opportunity to compete against others in gyms. Pokemon Go's in-game, to the extent it has one, revolves around these gyms, which, like Pokestops, are found around landmarks. In gyms, you pit your Pokemon against other players. Defeat enough rival Pokemon, and you gain control of the gym for yourself and your team. Gyms are also the only place, apart from in-app purchases, to obtain Pokecoins, the game's currency. Finally, you can use in-game items to power up or advance your Pokemon. You can make weak Pokemon evolve into more powerful forms. For example, Pidgeys are weak, but extremely common, but you can turn them in to get Pidgey Candy, which you can then use to convert a meek Pidgey into the more powerful Pidgeotto. More candy enables you to make a more powerful Pidgeotto, or to evolve a Pidgeotto into a Pidgeot, the highest form of Pidgey. If you're confused, the simple lesson is to catch any Pokemon you see, because they all have some value. For example, the nominally useless Magikarp can evolve into the mighty Gyarados. Now that you have the gist of the game, I can explain some of the strange behavior you may have witnessed recently. Unexpected consequences of AR. Developer Niantic is no stranger to the augmented reality genre. While Niantic was owned by Google before its 2015 spinoff, the company produced an AR game called Ingress that was a precursor to Pokemon Go. While Ingress was a success, it has nothing on the tens of millions now playing Pokemon Go. With that kind of scale, we're seeing some interesting implications for AR, both good and bad. On the plus side, it's making people leave their homes and go out in public. Kids and adults alike are getting out, taking walks around town, hanging out in town squares, going to libraries, meeting new friends, and discovering new real-life places, all thanks to the lure of catching Pokemon. Like anything, people can take it too far. Two of my wife's friends went on spontaneous road trips to hunt Pokemon, one to Cincinnati, another to Georgia, both driving out of Tennessee. Niantic probably didn't anticipate such expensive and ecologically damaging behavior. Other problems could have been anticipated, if not avoided. Boone Sheridan lives in a converted church, but because it's still listed as a point of interest in Google Maps, it was designated as a Pokemon gym. He now regularly has a crowd of players outside his house. But things get even weirder. There's reportedly a gym inside the Pentagon, and the Radford Army Ammunition Plant apparently contains some desirable Pokemon, leading to an increase in trespassing incidents as players try to get close enough to catch them. Pokemon Go players have had to be discouraged from playing the game at the 9/11 Memorial, Arlington National Cemetery, and the United States Holocaust Museum. Yikes. The news surrounding Pokemon Go is a mix of the good, the bad, and the weird. Two Marines playing the game helped catch a murder suspect in Fullerton, California. A teenager playing the game in Wyoming discovered a dead body in a river. Pokemon Go can be a boon for small businesses who are using it to attract customers. On the downside, robbers are using the game to lure victims. It's helping to bridge racial divisions, but also reminding others how real they still are. On the more mundane front, there are entirely valid concerns about people playing Pokemon Go while driving, which the gameplay sort of encourages. I think it's more fun to play with a designated driver, which is often my role, but I'll admit to making more than one fast U-turn to help my wife catch a Pokemon that we passed. At this point, Pokemon Go is more than a game, it's a cultural phenomenon that raises numerous questions about the modern world in which we all live. In the meantime, Boone Sheridan is just trying to figure out what it means for his property values. Is this AR's big moment? AR isn't new, but this is the genre's first big hit. Does Pokemon Go mean that AR has gone mainstream? There are arguments on both sides. Let's be realistic. Pokemon Go is such a success in large part due to the popularity of the 20-year-old Pokemon franchise. The aforementioned Ingress was similar, but no one would call it a cultural phenomenon. However, it would also be disingenuous to ascribe Pokemon Go's success merely to the popularity of the franchise. The Pokemon Company, the consortium that owns it, could have slapped out a truly dreadful mobile game, and while it might have been commercially successful, it wouldn't have been the smash hit that Pokemon Go is. Pokemon Go's success has come from the convergence of multiple factors. The gameplay of the video game series, in which you travel the world hunting Pokemon, is a perfect match for AR. The game's use of GPS and cameras couldn't have been developed before the widespread usage of smartphones. It also helps that Niantic has experience building this exact kind of game, and that it was released in the dog days of summer, when kids are out of school and need something to do. And frankly, it hasn't hurt that the mainstream news media are desperate for some light human interest stories rather than those about divisive politics or mass murders. Can another AR game match Pokemon Go's success? Maybe not, but it's still great news for AR's proponents, because they'll never have to explain what augmented reality is again. When the next AR game is released, the developers can say, like Pokemon Go, but with... Of course, Pokemon Go could just be a flash in the pan. The public may tire of how Pokemon Go impinges on the real world, encouraging erratic driving and hordes of kids roaming the streets at night. Worse, a tragedy caused by a distracted Pokemon player in the wrong place at the wrong time could cause a backlash. Even if no one actually dies playing the game, a steady stream of odd behaviors and media overexposure could sour the public on the concept. Also, it would be interesting to see how eager people will be to hunt Pokemon in the dead of winter. In the meantime, if you're sick of hearing about the whole thing, the Pokemon No extension for Google Chrome aims to filter all references to the game from your web browsing experience. For most of us, though, Pokemon Go is just another example of how weird the future is. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.